Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 8. There is a warning against certain evils that can have an effect upon us. We are instructed to withdraw ourselves from envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, 1 Timothy 6, 4, 5. Godliness is piety, which is characterized by an attitude that seeks to please God. This comes through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. For God has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1, 3. From God has come the truth which is after godliness, Titus 1, 1. We are directed to add godliness to our life among the many virtues that characterize God, 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7. In view of the coming destruction of the world at the coming of Christ, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? 2 Peter 3, 11. Godliness is a fear and reverence for God that is shown in the daily walk of life. We are to live godly. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3, 12. The godly life must be lived with contentment. The person who is content has sufficient strength to accomplish his purpose. Our purpose is to be godly. We must possess a strength of character to become such. We find satisfaction in the accomplishment of godliness. We do not set our mind on the things of this world, for we will take none of that with us when we depart in death. But we will take godliness. Godliness is essential for our journey to the other world. How we fare in the life following this temporal life will be decided by godliness. Setting our mind upon the things of this world will only bring us destruction and perdition. This present time cannot be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8, 18. Let your conversation, manner of life, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13, 5. The presence of God, which comes with godliness, is a far greater value than the material things of this present world. If we walk with God in this life, we can live with Him in the life to come. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.